Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank McDonald. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Hank McDonald. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting second. The second baseman, Ollie Marquard. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Van Camp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Rye. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Van Camp, and towards Marquard, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Palmisano now catching. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard takes first base on ball four. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McDonald. Webb moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering strikes out. One out. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Joe Palmisano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmisano hits a line drive into left field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris strikes out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marquard hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McNair. Rhine goes all the way around to score. Marquard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rye strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDonald hits a line drive for a single. There's an error on the play. Boley moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boley scores. McDonald moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive towards short. Rhine catches it and throws to first to double up Bishop. Two outs. Joe Palmisano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmisano is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmisano takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine misplays the ball. That's an error on Rhine. McDonald scores. Palmisano moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rhine fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhine bunts towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Morris moves to second. One out. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marquard takes first base on ball 4. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Camp strikes out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Webb reaches second base with a double. Morris scores. Marquard goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Moore pinch hits for Hank McDonald. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to third. Moore moves to second. We'll see Moore now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing shortstop. Bill Shores now pitching. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Wilson Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhine hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Haas chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Paul Mizano fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Paul Mizano. Oliver scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Marquard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards first. Fox picks up the ball and throws Marquard out. Marquard is thrown out after the base hit. Rhine scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-3 in the game. Van Camp takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Paul Mizano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul Mizano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Paul Mizano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Marquard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.